This is Radio Hanger. I'm Tower, and today we're going to talk about something that puts a knot in a lot of stomachs, even the experienced ones. Flying into a busy airport. You know the feeling. You're 100 miles out, the weather's fine, the airplane's running smooth, and then you start thinking about that Class Charlie or Class Bravo waiting at the other end. The rapid-fire radio calls, the traffic stacking up, the controller who talks faster than an auctioneer at a livestock sale. Here's what you need to know. That anxiety isn't a sign you don't belong there. It's a sign you respect the environment, and the fix for it isn't more courage. It's more preparation. The good folks over at Bold Method put out a piece this week titled, 5 Ways to Prepare for Flying into Busy Airports. Their tagline was simple, before you go, make sure you have a plan. So that's what we're going to build today. A plan? Before we get into it, today's segment is brought to you by AviationSold.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. And let me tell you, the first time you nail an arrival into a big complicated airport without missing a beat, that's a milestone worth marking. AviationSold.com. All right, let's get into it. Number one, study the airport diagram before you ever touch the airplane. This is the one most pilots skip, and it's the one that bites the hardest. A busy airport is not the sleepy field where you learn to fly. It's got parallel runways. It's got a spiderweb of taxiways with names like Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, and then Alpha 1, Alpha 2, Alpha 3. It's got hotspots, those specially marked intersections where the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, has decided enough pilots have gotten confused that they need to warn you in advance. Here's the headline that doesn't tell the whole story. Most runway incursions don't happen in the air, they happen on the ground. A pilot lands just fine, then gets lost taxiing, crosses a runway they weren't cleared to cross, and suddenly they're a statistic. So pull up that airport diagram. Find the runways, find the hotspots, figure out roughly where you're going to exit the runway, and how you'll get to the ramp. You won't have it memorized, and you don't need to. But when the controller says, turn left on Bravo, hold short of runway 27, you want that to sound like a place you've already been, not a foreign language. This affects you if you fly anywhere near a Class Charlie or Class Bravo. And frankly, even some of the busier Class Delta fields deserve this treatment. Number two, listen to the ATS and actually build a picture from it. The ATS, the airport's automatic terminal information service, is more than a weather report you're required to acknowledge. It's the controller telling you, in advance, how the game is being played today. Which runways are active, whether there's construction, whether a taxiway is closed, whether they're doing land and hold short operations. When you check in with approach and you say, I have information tango, you're not just checking a box, you're telling that controller, I know what runway you're using, I know the wind, I know what to expect, and that lets them skip a whole speech and just fold you into the flow. Get the ATS early, 10-15 minutes out if you can. Because at a busy field, once you're inside that airspace, your brain is going to be busy, and you do not want to be scribbling down a long weather sequence while a controller is trying to give you a vector and a descent. Let me pause on that for a second. The whole theme running through all 5 of these is the same idea. Move your workload earlier. Anything you can do at cruise, at altitude, when things are calm, is a thing you're not doing when the radio is on fire and the airport is coming up fast. Number 3, know the airspace and know exactly where its edges are. Class Bravo airspace requires a clearance, not a request, not a radio call. A clearance, the specific words cleared into the Bravo. If you don't hear those words, you're not cleared and you need to stay out. That upside-down wedding cake of airspace has floors and ceilings that step up and out from the primary airport, and busting into it without a clearance is a certificate action waiting to happen. Class Charlie is friendlier. You need two-way radio communication established, which means the controller has to say your call sign back to you. If they say aircraft calling, stand by, you have not established communication and you keep out until they address you directly. Here's what you need to know. Program those airspace boundaries into your navigator and set yourself a personal trigger. When I'm 10 miles from that shelf, I'm calling, not 8, not 5-10, give yourself margin. Because at a busy airport, it can take the controller a few minutes to get to you, and you'd rather be circling outside the airspace than accidentally inside it. Number 4. Have your radio calls ready and have a plan for when you fall behind. Big airports talk fast. That's not the controller being rude. That's the controller managing 20 airplanes with the same amount of time they'd use for 3. The pace is a feature, not a bug. So do 2 things first. Know the frequencies before you need them. Approach, tower, ground, clearance. Have them written down or loaded up in order so you're not fumbling through a chart supplement while someone's trying to hand you off. Second, and this is the big one, Give yourself permission to say again, or better, November 345, unable to copy, say again slowly. Pilots get so afraid of sounding like a rookie on a busy frequency that they'll accept a clearance they didn't fully understand, and then guess, do not guess on a busy frequency. A controller would far rather repeat an instruction than watch you turn the wrong direction into traffic. The professionals do this, listen to an airline crew sometime. When they miss something, they ask no ego, just the information they need to fly the airplane safely. Number 5, have an out. Always have an out. This is the one that separates a pilot with a plan from a pilot with a hope. Busy airports can and will send you around. The airplane ahead is slow to clear the runway. A departure is holding in position. Wake turbulence spacing isn't there. You hear those two words, go around, and if you haven't already decided what you're going to do, you're now improvising at low altitude and complicated airspace. That is not the moment for original thinking. So brief it before you get there. When I go around, I'm going to pitch for climb, clean up the airplane, fly the runway heading, and wait for instructions. Say it out loud in the cruise. Make it boring. Make it automatic, and the bigger out. Know that you can always say unable. If a controller gives you a slam dunk descent, a tight turn to final, a speed you can't make work in your airplane, you're the pilot in command. Unable is a complete sentence. They will work with you. What they cannot do is fly your airplane for you. So let's tie it together. Study the diagram. Get the ATIS early. Know the airspace edges. Have your calls and your frequencies ready and never guess. And always, always have an out. Notice what every one of those has in common. Not one of them happens at the busy airport. Every single one of them happens before you get there. The pilots who make a Class Bravo arrival look easy aren't calmer than you. They just did the work on the ground and at altitude, so that by the time the hard part showed up, there wasn't much left to do but fly. A busy airport rewards the prepared and punishes the improviser. That's the whole thing. My thanks to the team at Bold Method for the piece that got us started today, and to the FAA for the airspace and airport resources that make this kind of planning possible for any pilot willing to pull them up. You can find us anytime at radiohangar.com. Go pull up the diagram for that big airport you've been avoiding. Study it on the couch where it's easy. Then go fly in there like you've done it 100 times. This is Tower. Keep your plan ahead of your airplane.